The mayor and commission is scheduled to vote on the mayor's recommended fiscal year 22 budget on June 1st, which includes about $250 million. But where is the money really going, and how will it impact us? WUGA's Jessica Wurst has been reporting on this year's budget for us since its creation, and she's here to tell us what we need to know before it's finalized. Jessica, thanks for your reporting.
Of course. Thank you for letting me talk about it today.
Well, let's start with just a general overview of the budget. How is it different from last year?
Right. So the millage rate is recommended to be 13.7 mils, which is the same as last year. But the total general fund property taxes are estimated to increase since the property value is increasing in Athens. They're also expecting about a 5% increase in sales tax. So the 5% increase in sales tax with the increase in property value in Athens puts the general fund budget at about $148 million, which is $7.6 million more than last year. So the total budget, the operating and capital budget, that is $271.5 million. Here's manager Blaine Williams giving a little more detail.
So the general fund services a lot of what we do, but all other funds include enterprise funds, special revenue funds, et cetera.
All right. So what are some of the budget priorities?
Right. So commissioners met last week to express the items that they want prioritized. And one thing that I saw commissioners wanted, especially commissioners Houle, Parker, and Davenport, they want to increase the wages for Athens Clark County employees. So they're considering a 2% salary raise, but they're also funding a study to look into the development of a $15 an hour wage floor. So between the two of those, it's about $700,000 that they've set aside. Another thing I saw commissioners discussing was the Jerry Neesmith Behavioral Health Co-Responder Unit. They're looking into funding 4 additional licensed clinical social workers to work with Athens Clark County police officers to help them with calls involving mental health issues. So this will be about $336,000. They're also looking to fund a new full-time coordinator position in the public information office because the PIO seems stretched pretty thin these days. And the hope is that a new full-time employee could help with the communication and transparency between the public and the government. Another major topic of discussion was youth development opportunities. And the budget, it says they're looking to do a young urban builders program. And also Commissioner Parker recommended a municipal community garden program. So she thinks that this will be about $150,000. And here she is explaining a little bit about what the program would look like.
I intend to put forward a plan or a proposal for a municipal community garden pilot that would provide a youth development opportunity as well as active recreation and beautification of underinvested in neighborhoods.
Did you hear any pushback with the in some of these meetings with regard to the co-responder unit?
So we've only had 2 of the 3 public hearings so far. Only 2 people showed up to the first one. The second one was pretty recent. It was Tuesday, May 18th, and over 20 people showed up for that one. And to my knowledge, I didn't hear anyone push back against the mental health co-responder unit initiative. In fact, I heard a resident say they wanted it prioritized for this year. Other things that people were looking for were fair wages, police reform, youth development programs, and especially housing security. One thing I really noticed about this latest meeting was residents were concerned about rent rising, and housing security was one thing that they want the mayor and commission to address with the budget this year.
Well, what's next?
Yeah, so the mayor and commission is expected to review the budget again on May 25th at 5:30 p.m. So this meeting is not set in stone. They'll only have it if they think it's necessary. But if they do have it, like I said, May 25th at 5:30 p.m., public comment can be submitted online. The third and final public hearing will happen on June 1st, right before the mayor and commission is expected to adopt the budget. So the deadline is quickly approaching, but it is not too late to get your voice heard. Tell them what you think about the budget. Tell them what you want them to prioritize. Attend the meetings that you can, and just make your voices heard. To look at the budget online, the link to do that is accgov.com/budget.
Jessica Wurst is WUGA's local government correspondent. Jessica, thanks for breaking all of this down for us.
Thank you so much.